Naji Dai is with Iteration. He is a member of the WebTools PMC and project lead for the JST project. Hi, Naji. How are you today?
Hi, Wayne.
So Naji, tell me a little bit about the WebTools project.
Well, you know, this is our second big release with Europa. And I think it's been an interesting ride. Started with a bunch of software from IBM and some of the code that we contributed from the Object Web Lambos project into the WTP tool base. And our first release, 0.7, I think it was interesting, but we received lots of good feedback from our users on how to improve that. But since then, I think it changed the whole landscape of Java web development. And especially this year, every time I go on the internet to find how do I do this Spring development or Hibernate development, I find that they build tools on top of WTP. And that's really exciting that more and more people are adopting WTP as a platform.
Now, is it mostly WebTools 1.5, or are you seeing people adopting 2.0 already?
I think since Callisto, we have had a really good adoption rate. With Callisto, I think the task that was putting everything together that produced a workable Eclipse image, if that's the right word, was daunting. But with Callisto now, they can gather all these excellent tools, not just WTP. They can have Mylar and WTP and everything else like Spring IDE, which is built on top of WTP. And my users can put them together. And you see it in all kinds of development environments, from people to enterprises. And that's one nice thing, that WTP has really provided an alternative to the web developers, Java web developers out there. We do have a commercial quality software that really caters to the web developers, not just people who build platforms. And that's our biggest plus, I think, that we have found the user base. And we are trying to respond to their needs now.
So what are some of the main themes for WebTools 2?
Java EE, Java 5, is the add-on on top of what we had with 1.5. Since 1.5, I think the major thing has been quality. And we're trying to make sure that it doesn't have these little quirks that, okay, I was going to say piss off.
Maybe a different word.
When you're doing development, but I think we have came a long way. Plus, it will have the JE5 features. You'll be able to do EJB3 development. And then also with 2.0, we have the two projects that we're incubating in WTP, the JSF project and the DALI project, which is the JPA tooling. And those are wonderful pieces that has been an add-on. I think they are probably the most major pieces that were add-on to WTP since 0.7. Because we've been improving the tooling, but we haven't really added much new function. And these will be available with Europa release.
Now, the JSF project also contains a GUI builder, an HTML GUI builder.
Yes, a Visivic tool. Isn't that great? Yeah.
Well, a lot of people want that, so that is great. And
yeah.
with round-trip engineering and everything, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, with JSF, a lot of the web development with Java has been much more exciting. We have the coolest widgets that we've been looking at, and I wish we had that with Java. With JSF now we have that My Faces, and the ATF from Oracle now has been contributed to Apache, and we can build web applications using all those toolkits, JSF toolkits, and our JSF tooling supports that. And on top of it, we have this visual builder now for JSPs, so that has been great. And also DALI, the JPA project, for anyone who's written any EJBs knows that it's not, you know, something you want to repeat as an experience.
So it's a form of punishment.
Yes. But if you've tried DALI to doing it is smooth, and it's really nice. Annotations and mapping to database, supporting different ORM tools, Hibernate and TopLink all at the same time. And it's great to actually hear that TopLink is coming into Eclipse now is the Eclipse Persistence Framework, and so it will give us a chance to really integrate those technologies with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really great amount of tooling that's coming, and what you will see this year with WTP that more and more products will also start adopting it. We have had a very good process happening in WTP, which is we're collecting adopter usage. And what we're trying now is, this is more to the people who are building tools with WTP, not just the users. We're trying to address those two communities. We want to be as much a platform as a tool for people. So So we're collecting all this adopter usage reports, and we're trying to make sure that we warn people ahead of time on our changes.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a big API commitment. API is very important, and what we call platform quality is one of the things that everyone loves about Eclipse. You build a tool, and you know that the platform people will have a commitment to that API and will
sure.
be there, and you don't have to update. And we want to have the same experience with WTP adopters. So we've been putting a lot of effort into that. That has been one of the big things that is happening with WTP 2.0, better quality APIs. Another process that we put in place is what we call the hot bugs. With hot bugs, we collect bugs from the adopters, the people who build tools with WTP, and we give them priority with each release. So if they want to push some change into WTP, and if they are an adopter, they are building tools, we give them priority. So we want more people to use WTP as their part of their tool base. We know that BA Systems is using the Workshop, and IBM is using the Rational WebSphere tooling, now CodeGear from Volant, and hopefully other companies will start using WTP, and it will provide great mobility to the developers who choose Java as their environment. And I think it has been possible because we have WTP.
So now you've co-authored a book. Can you tell me a little bit about your book?
Yes, I co-authored a book called Eclipse Web Tools Platform. My co-authors are Arthur Ryman, who was the ex-WST Web Standard Tools lead, and he's still a member of the PMC, WTP PMC. And Lawrence Mundell, mm-hmm. He is also a committer in WTP, an ex-member of the PMC. So this is a book written by the WTP committers, and we try to address both the users and how to use WTP for web development, and we also delved into some of the advanced topics, for example, how to do advanced project management, set it up for teams to develop large web applications. And in the second part of the book, we talk about how to extend WTP for your own tooling. So it addresses both the developers who are building web applications and also tool builders who want to maybe commercialize and make some money using WTP. We try to show them how to do that. So, and that book will be out in May.
Now that's part of the Eclipse series from Addison Wesley, right?
Yes.
Now you are involved in a conference in Turkey. You're setting up, you're somehow involved. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'm trying to evangelize Eclipse to the people around me. And we have been, although a slow starter in Turkey, now we have a very healthy community of Eclipse users and people who build tools using Eclipse. So we decided to have a local event. We called it Eclipsist because it's happening in Istanbul. It's kind of a...
nice.
And we'll be holding it on April 30th. And we tried to gather some of the Eclipse leaders and people who create interesting tools and basically emulate the community feeling in our local environment. We will hold this event in English so that if other people would like to join mm-hmm. from the neighboring countries, they can benefit from it. The first day we'll have Mike and Ralph Miller and other people from the Eclipse projects present their works. And the second day we'll hold tutorials. And it's all free. It's a sponsored event for all the registrants.
Okay.
So we hope to have a good attendance.
Can you tell us who the sponsors are?
Well, we have to thank IBM. IBM is our gold sponsor, and Oracle is also sponsoring the event. We also have media sponsors, and Vodafone in Turkey is also sponsoring the event. So hopefully we'll have more sponsors next year too, and we want to repeat this because we want this to be a community event, and we're trying to make it free for all the attendants, and we'll try to repeat that year over year.
So are you enjoying EclipseCon?
Yes, this has been an excellent event, and I think it's getting better year over year. And I'm not sure what the official numbers are, but to me it feels there's more people this year than ever.
Sure does, yeah.
There has been more tutorials, and people were really interested in the technology. And me, myself, I'm amazed with the tools that Eclipse has to offer now. You know,
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of work for WTP, but now Mylar is an inseparable part of my life. So all of these things are really great, changing the whole experience of development.
Thank you very much for spending some time with me, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.